Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Go back over there to the book of Hebrews again. Verse 6 of the first chapter, again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. Now, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but these are the words that God spoke when he raised him from the dead. Amen. So, because again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. Look at the 8th verse. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. What is a scepter? A king and his scepter in court, where the common person had no right to speak, and some sort of serious trial is being conducted, and the handmaiden has evidence, but she's not allowed to speak. She's in the king's court. And she's, hello, I was there. I was there. And the king says, let her speak. Now, when he pointed that scepter at her, she became equal in the king's court. And when I cried out to God with one simple phrase, Jesus, come into my heart, on the second day of November, 1962, the scepter of righteousness was pointed at me, and I became equal with Jesus. So my words in the court of heaven count. And so do yours. Because we've been named after him according to Ephesians chapter 3. Conferred upon him. And that under the throne, under the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And I see Jesus, when he came in and presented it, that's what the book of Hebrews is about. He said to Mary, don't touch me. I have not yet appeared to my God and your God. The heavenly utensils of worship had to be cleansed.
Yes.
With his blood.
Yes. Yes.
Adam's sin... Adam was God of this world. And then his lease on this earth, he just gave it away and just handed it to the devil. And they lost the blessing. And God immediately set out to get that blessing back. And in full power. And he needed the power of the name. He had to have a name. We had to have a weapon. They didn't have that weapon in the first covenant. But David used it. Because he was a covenant-minded man. What did he say to the giant who was 9 feet 9 or something. It was his size that frightened everyone. David, just a young teenager, we know he's less than 20, because if he'd been 20, he'd been in the army. No, he said, King, I will kill him. He didn't say, I'm going to try to kill him. He said, I'll kill him. This uncircumcised Philistine. He qualified the whole battle right then. This uncircumcised Philistine. He doesn't have a chance against me. So what did David say? I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. The God, the Lord God of hosts, the God of hosts. You find it scattered out all the way through that first covenant. The Lord God of hosts, the God of hosts. The tithing scriptures talks about the God of hosts will rebuke the devourer. Yeah. Who, the God of hosts, what does that mean, the God of hosts? The Lord of hosts. He invoked the angelic armies of God when he said that. He came in the name of the God that has all those angels, and they helped me before, and I'll help you. Hey, I'm going to kill that guy. I don't care how big he is. I'm coming at him in the name. And he dropped him like a bad habit right in the middle of the... Praise God. So, the man's good with that slingshot. He had to be, because the Bible said he used it while he was running towards the giant. He was running. But he was good, had a lot of practice. He picked up 5 stones and didn't need but one. Amen. Why? He had the name. He knew the name. Glory to God. He had a name. And because of his reverence for that name, and we've not had that kind of reverence, but we're going to regain that. When the scribes of old would write the name of God, they would get up and go bathe and put on clean clothes just to write that precious name. The name that's above every name. We use the name God all the time, but that is relatively recent. It came out of German theology, God, G-O-T. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jehovah Raha. Araha. He is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh. He sees. He doesn't just provide. He sees and provides. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. I am the Lord that healeth thee. For healing to have passed away, God would have had to have changed his name, and that is not going to happen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Jehovah Tsidkenu, he is my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom. Oh, I love this one. He is my peace. That word shalom is translated prosperity. It's translated well-being. It's translated overwhelmingly prosperous. Glory to God. And it's Christian people that got the idea that God and poverty were tied together with a short rope. That's a lie from hell. Absolute lie. The way it's best described, I learned this from Billy Brim, who went to Israel and studied Hebrew. And this is the way they teach English speaking people that need to learn Hebrew. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Oh, isn't that good?
Yes.
Nothing, well, sure it's good. It's the name of a good God. He is absolute good. Jehovah Shammah, He is present. His Spirit is in this room right now. His Spirit is healing in this room right now. His Spirit is healing out online right now. His work is being done all over the world right now by Him, by His Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Jehovah Nisi, He's my canopy. He's my covering. And His banner over me is love. That love is my banner. Praise God. Jehovah Sabaoth. Here it is. That's not Sabbath. It's Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the angelic armies of God. In the little book of Malachi, it's used 22 times, especially in the tithing scriptures. Well, tithing is in the Old Covenant. No, tithing started in the garden. The first murder was over the tithe. This is an ordinance of God. No, I don't have to tithe. I'm privileged to tithe. And I think about it a lot of times. I say, Lord, come on, Lord. You know, do you know what the tithe off that'll be? Yeah, glory to God. Yes, the angelic armies of God. Those names. There are many, many more names. I have a whole list of them. But those are the redemptive names of the Most High. He that dwells in the place and the shadow of the Most High God. There's no higher. There's no higher office. Jesus exalted from hell to the throne. And that's what happened to you. And that's what happened to me, thank God. Headed to hell on skids. And that day, it changed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Now then, now, I'm saying all of this because I'm talking about the name and the using of that name and learning how to use that name. And we have to go back to recurrent training in the Bible. Yes. We have to read it and study that name. We have to study the book of Hebrews. We have to look up the word name and just go all the way through the Bible and see whose name works and whose doesn't. Hallelujah. Recurrent training on faith. Recurrent training on the name. Anyway, now then, let's go to Acts chapter 3. Now, you remember what happened in the third chapter of the book of Acts. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer being 3:00 in the afternoon.
a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Why? Why did he expect to receive something from them? Jesus went in and out of that temple over and over and over and over. And he was a temple beggar, which meant he had every right to be there. And you know how many times Jesus just pointed to Judas and said, "Come on." But the man didn't get healed under Jesus' ministry. Now, isn't that amazing? So he saw Peter and John and he thought, "Here come my boys." I'm expecting something from them. They're followers of Jesus, and I know, glory to God. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." Now you could get into that. That's not necessary now. "But such as I have, I have. Such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus, the anointed one of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand. Why the right hand, Brother Copeland? What difference does it make? Don't start that. Just little wicked side issues that just sidetrack you. "In the name of Jesus, he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." Glory to God. Walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering." I wonder. Oh, I wonder. What is that? That's a sign and a wonder. Makes people wonder. And wonder is not faith. And miracles don't cause faith. They cause people to wonder and investigate.
That's right.
Yes.
"When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness?' This didn't happen because I'm an apostle." He didn't have being an apostle on his mind. He had Jesus and this man before whom he had walked many, 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 many times. Every time he went to temple, he walked past this man. I mean, he saw him and gave him money. I dare say he gave him money while he was in the fishing business. Because he was a wealthy man then. Amen. Glory to God. Being an apostle had nothing in the world to do with this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Now you go over to the fourth chapter, and as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. The same ones that were wondering, Jesus got up and preached, and they found out the power was in that name, and they had heard him preach just days before, and they began to realize what these people have been saying all the time is true. His yeah. name can do anything yeah. he can do. Amen. His name can do anything that he did. His name can do anything that he said. Faith in that name is having faith in Jesus.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on five continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org. The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the Word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the Word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's Word out of your mouth. God releases His faith by speaking words, and He's called us to imitate Him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for his people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things. And words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now in that scripture, Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God. But when Jesus was raised from the dead, he defeated the devil, he stripped him of his power, and Jesus is now called the first begotten Son. It was God's desire through Jesus' work of redemption that many sons be brought to glory. God wanted his family. Jesus made a way for you and for me to become part of his family. Jesus has made us the righteousness of God in Christ. And now we can stand in the presence of the Most High God without any guilt or shame or condemnation. It all starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray this with me out loud. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something with it, and I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Now, as a born-again child of God, you have legal right to all that Jesus' name provides. You have legal right to the peace, the victory, the healing, the provision, everything. Think about it. The Most High God is your heavenly Father, and Jesus is the King of all kings. Now, we want to help you learn more about your new life in Christ, and we have a free gift for you called the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. And there are also brochures to help you get started reading and studying your Bible. Just go to kcm.org to request your free copy of the Salvation Package, and we'll get that sent to you right away. If you need prayer, KCM has a prayer line that you can call. The ministers are waiting right now for that call. Remember this as we go today. God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.